We just finished a discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban on Los Asur. We briefly elucidated both the Rambam's opinion and the Ramban's opinion. And now we come to a debate that we kind of alluded to, but we address more directly now, which also is in a certain sense related to Los Asur, but a different facet of Los Asur. And that is the question of Zaken Mamre. Zaken Mamre is, of course, an instance where you have one of the Chachamim, who is recalcitrant in their opinion, refuses to submit to the Das of the Beis Din HaGadol. And the Torah in Tevarim Perek Yud Zayin describes the Easter of Zaken Mamre, the punishment of Zaken Mamre, etc. And it is actually in that context that the pasuk of Lo Sasur Min HaDavar SheYagidu L'cha Yeminu Smol appears. We often think of Lo Sasur in the context that we've been discussing, the Rambam, the Ramban, Isurim Derabanan, to what extent it applies. But the original context in just the Pshuto Shel Mikra is in the context of Zaken Mamre. In Tevarim Perek Yud Zayin, we have Ki Yepalei Mimcha Davar LaMishpat, Bein Dam LaDam, Bein Din LaDin, Bein Nega LaNega, Devei Rivas Pesharecha. You have this Machlokes, you don't know what the Halacha is, Vekam Tave Alisa La Makom SheYivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo, you consult the Beis Din HaGadol. And then a few sukkim later, the Torah says, "Apia Torah asher yarucha v'alam mishpat asher yamrulucha ta'aseh." You shall abide by the psak that you receive from that Beis Din, b'makom asher yivchar Hashem lokecha bo. And then lo sasur min hadavar asher yagidu l'cha yumin small. And indeed, if you look in the Rambam in Mitzvahs Lo Sa'aseh Shen Yud Beis, he quotes this pasuk as the source text for the prohibition of Zaken Mamre. So again, it's not the traditional or the way we traditionally think of Lo Sasur, and certainly it's not the Lo Sasur that we've been discussing between the Rambam and the Ramban, but it is another facet of it. Now, as one piece of background information before we jump into the Rambam and the Ramban's debate surrounding Lo Sasur within the context of Shoresh Aleph, there is a Machlokas Tanoim as to what exactly the scope of Zaken Mamre is. In other words, is it just any Machlokas, where if one of the Chachamim disagrees with the Beis Din HaGadol, then he's rendered a Zaken Mamre, or is it only in particular areas of Halacha, is it only in particular areas where they disagree? And we have a three-way Machlokas Tanoim as to what exactly qualifies for Zaken Mamre. We start with Tanu Rabbanan, Zegmar Sanhedrin Pezayin Amud Aleph, Zaken Mamre Eino Chayiv Al Dabar Shezadono Karis V'Shigagaso Chatas Devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that it's only on a matter Shezadono Karis V'Shigagaso Chatas. It's a classic category of Isur De Oraisa in the Torah. It needs to be something that's Zadon violation has a punishment of Karis, and if you violate B'Shogeg, it has a punishment of Chatas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Al Dabar Sheikaro Midivrei Torah Upirusho Midivrei Sofim. Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit of a more ambiguous category, something that is an Ikar in the Torah, but his explanation is Midivrei Sofrim, whatever that may mean. Rabbi Shimon Omer Afilu Diktok Echon Midiktuke Sofrim. Rabbi Shimon has an even more expansive category. You have three opinions in Tanaim as to what it applies to. What exactly does the Rambam himself hold? As we'll see soon, it's a little bit ambiguous. The Rambam's psak on the matter is not entirely clear. He starts with the psak of Rabbi Meir. He starts with the language of Rabbi Meir in Mamrim Perakim Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, "Ein Zaken Mamre Chayav Misa Achi Hei Chacham Sheigiel Ahora Samach Pesanhedrin V'Yachlok Al Beistim B'Davar Shizadono Karis V'Shigagaso Chatas." So he starts with the exact lashon of Rabbi Meir. He starts by quoting Rabbi Meir that you need Davar Shizadono Karis V'Shigagaso Chatas. Then the Rambam throws in O B'Tfilin, or on Tfilin, which appears from the Gemara to be the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah there, in his commentary on the Rambam, he has a whole essay trying to reconcile these seeming conflicting psak of the Rambam. He says that the Rambam felt that the Amoraim paskin like each of these Tanoim. They felt that they paskin like Rabbi Meir, they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So he has a lengthy explanation there. The Rambam's psak is somewhat ambiguous, and as we'll see once we get to Perek Dalet, it becomes even more ambiguous, but that forms the background for the discussion of the Ramban. Now the Ramban, once again, attacks the Rambam's Lo Sasur, his interpretation of the Rambam's Lo Sasur, which we said, according to the Ramban, Ramban's interpretation of the Rambam, every Derabanan is included in Lo Sasur. He attacks it through this prism of Zaken Mamre. And he does so in a really, it's a kind of a chap, it's a really brilliant way that he attacks the Rambam. He says, V'neschayev od lufi zos hashita lomar, shenase Zaken Mamre ala gzeros v'hatakanos. You'd have to say that whenever Zaken disagreed with a gzera or a takana, any derabanan, then they would become a Zaken Mamre. Why? Levisha kola over alo sasor imhora bezadon nase Zaken Mamre v'chayav misas beistin shneimavra isha sher yaseh bezadon. In other words, what the Ramban is saying is the isur of lo sasor itself is that alav shezadono karis v'shigagaso chatas. He says it certainly has misas beistin, right? You have zadon, you have a misas beistin, you have a Chiyuv Misa, if you violate the Isur Lo Sasur. So Lo Sasur itself should qualify for Zaken Mamre. It's almost like reflexive, referring to itself. If you violate Lo Sasur, Lo Susser itself, or disagreeing, a Chacham disputing a matter of Lo Susser, should itself be subject to the halachos of Zakin Mamre. And now that you've said that Lo Susser is an umbrella that catches every single Din D'Rabbanan, then every single Din D'Rabbanan is a violation of Lo Susser. Once Lo Susser itself qualifies for Zakein Mamre, then you have a scenario where a Zakein who disputes any matter, whether it be Mida Oraisa or Mida Rabbanan, is disputing Lo Susser, and therefore should be held as a Zakein Mamre for that dispute. And the Ramban argues that in truth, he says the Rambam actually himself paskins this way. He says, "Re'eh harab b'dato kolzeh, v'ro'ah harab b'dato kolzeh." He says, in truth, the Rambam actually saw this question, or he understood this. Shu'ukain, he understood that what I'm saying is true. B'kaso meforash sham resh perek dalet, and he says explicitly at the beginning of perek dalet of Hilchos Mamrim, we'll look at the lashon of the Rambam in a moment, but he says, v'chein im chalak aleihem b'gzera min agzeros, shagazur b'davar sheyesh bo b'shigaso chatos is dono kares, kon shehitir es ha-chameis b'yomar ba'asar b'sha'ashishis, o'asar b'hanah, b'sha'achamishis, ha-reza chayim misaf chein kol kuyotze b'zeh. He says, look, the Rambam himself, look at the Rambam's own Hilchos Mamrim, and in Perek Dalet, the Rambam says there are many areas where actually a dispute about a d'rabbanan matter can actually make a chacham zaken mamre. So the Rambam actually recognized this kasha that I'm posing on him. He said, "Ein achinami," and he said that it's true that you could become a zaken mamre on a matter that's derabbanan. But the Ramban himself adamantly disputes this. He says, "V'anarabon echoma gavoa sabav v'divrei chachamim." He says the Rambam is building this great edifice, this great wall around the words of the chachamim. "Avol yikaperetz nofel neva bechoma nisgava asher pitom lafesa lafeta yavo." Shivra lafisha he svara nefsedes bro makomus betalmud. He's like, it's this great edifice that he's building that's going to crumble in a second because he says it's simply not true. It doesn't withstand the analysis in the Gemara of what exactly qualifies for zaken mamre. He says later on, davar barur hu she'eino nasa zaken mamre al shal devarim klal. It's clear to me, the Rambam says, that you can't become a zaken mamre on a derabbanan matter. So why in the world would the Rambam say that that's the case? So that is the Ramban's particular question on the Rambam through the prism of Zakein Mamre. Now, of course, if you would take our approach to the Rambam that we were suggesting last week, we would not say that every Dirabbanan is Biprat, we were saying, elevated to the level of De'oraisa. You would not be a Zakein Mamre on every single Din Dirabbanan. So, of course, that leads us to question where exactly the Rambam does believe that one is a Zakein Mamre. We just read the Rambam inside in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. The Rambam did have Zidono Karis Pshigagas Ochatas. He added Tefillin too. That certainly doesn't seem to include all Dinim Derabanan. So where exactly would the Rambam paskin that there is Zakein Mamre on Dinim Derabanan? And can that possibly help us account for the questions of the Ramban? So the truth is, once you look at the exact Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, in truth it is quoted by the Ramban, I think one can question the scope or the full extent to which the Ramban understood the Rambam. Because when the Rambam describes the Dinim D'Rabbanan that can render one a Zakein Mamre, he immediately qualifies it, and he really places it within very strict confines, where he argues that one would be rendered a Zakein Mamre. The Rambam says as follows, and again, this is quoted in the Ramban, but we'll see the exact language in the Rambam. V'chein im chalak aleihem b'gzera min agzeros. The Rambam says, you have a Chacham who disagrees with the Sanhedrin HaGadol on a gzera min agzeros, so clearly a Din D'Rabbanan, shegazru b'davar, where they made a gzera on a matter, sheyesh b'shegegas ochatas v'zidono kares. They made a gzera on a matter that involves kares bezadon, that involves a karban chatas b'shogeg. Again, I think the most intuitive way to read the Rambam is he's saying that they made a gzera on a matter whose de'oraisa has zidono kares v'shegegas ochatas. The violation of that de'oraisa that this derabbanan is intended to protect would create a chiyuv kares bezadon and a chiyuv chatas b'shogeg. And then he gives you an example. What does he give you the example of Chametz Be'erev Pesach? Chametz Be'erev Pesach is a celebrated Din D'Rabbanan. There's a lot of interesting analysis about the different phases of Chametz Be'erev Pesach. There's a popular Biskarev on the topic. But it's a classic example of an Isur. This is an Isur that, again, once you're eating Chametz on Pesach, you're dealing with a category of Isur that would qualify for Zakein Mamre. And it's specifically on Erev Pesach that you have this D'Rabbanan protecting that category of De'oraisa. That's where the Rambam says you'd be rendered a Zakein Mamre. But it's not entirely clear to me. And again, it seems clear in the Rambam. So I'm not 100% sure if the Ramban is, again, reading the Rambam differently That's my primary hesitation here. But from the Rambam, it seems clear that it would not apply to every single Dirabbanan, the way the Ramban is claiming, because every single Dirabbanan is under the umbrella of Losasar. It's specifically Dirabbanans that fit under a particular rubric of De'oraisa, Zedono Karif Shigagas Ochatas, Mashal Madav Adome. We have three Averos in the Torah that are Yehareg V'al Yavar, for which if you violate them, you have to give your life sooner than violating, right? So if you've learned Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, you've learned the end of Perek Pentzera Umoreh, you know that those Isurim are potentially expanded into other cases, what we call Avizrahu, Avizrahu De'oraisa. If you have something that is some kind of takeaway or some kind of subcategory of those dinim, of those three mitzvos, that could be a Yehareg V'al Yavar as well. The Gemara itself goes through several examples of that. It goes through examples of, let's say, Avizrahu Da'arayos, which again, depends how you learn the conclusion of the Gemara there. But it's potentially a source for saying that things that are subsumed under that De'oraisa are going to be Yehareg V'al Yavar as well. There's a celebrated machlokas between the Ramban and the Baal HaMa'or about Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol on Avodah Zarah. Is that Yehareg V'al Yavar or not? That's a machlokas among the Rishonim there. In the Dapei Arif. So there you're dealing with the De'oraisa, you're dealing with Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. But Iver Lo Sitein Michshol is not the same as Avodah Zarah. So it's possible, and again this gets into the internal mechanics of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, that it takes on the character of the Iser that you're dealing with. Or there's a similar discussion in the Rishonim and Avodah Zarah Daf Yabez. What about Maris Ayin? What about Maris Ayin for Avodah Zarah? You're doing something that looks like Avodah Zarah, but it's not really Avodah Zarah. Would that be a Yehareg V'al Yavar too? So it's a discussion in the Ran and Avodah Zarah. So you have these areas where the Dirabbanan, yes, narrowly speaking, it's a Dirabbanan. It fits under a certain category of De'oraisa, and because it's fitting that category of De'oraisa, perhaps in certain respects, it takes on the character of that De'oraisa. To me, it seems like that's what the Rambam is saying here. The Rambam is saying that certain Isurim Dirabbanan fit within a broader category of an Isur De'oraisa, which is the Dono Karis V'Shekagas Ochatas. And if you have that kind of Dirabbanan, that is what would qualify for Zakein Mamre. He gives the example of Chametz B'Pesach. So I once gave the example, even within Chametz B'Pesach, you have a discussion pertaining to this category of elevated Dirabbanans. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Chaf Aleph says the Hamakadesh Mishay Sholos Ulamala Afilu Bechite Kortanisa in Choshishin LeKidushin. There are certain cases where if you're Makadesh and Isha, with even Chametz Dirabbanan, the Kidushin does not work. And all the Rishonim ask, that seems to be Soser Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, where it says if there's only an Isur Dirabbanan, you can be Makadesh and Isha. So Tosos there and the Chachmei Ashkenaz, they developed, there are different categories of Isurim Dirabbanan. Perhaps there are certain categories of Chametz Erev Pesach that are in a different category as far as Kiddushin may be concerned. If it's Chametz De'oraisa Bizman Dirabbanan or Chametz Dirabbanan Bizman De'oraisa, then perhaps they have a higher level Isur because they are within this framework or category of the Isur Kares of Chametz. And I think to me, that's probably the easiest way to understand the Rambam and Mamre Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. It's also how the Rambam it's also how the Rambam is consistent with his Pesach in the previous Perek. Again, just a Perek earlier, he did say, Sedono Karis V'Shekagas Ochatas. It's not like the Rambam forgot what he wrote in Perek Gimel when he composed Perek Dalet. So I think that's probably the most intuitive explanation for the Rambam, and it would circumvent the questions of the Ramban. To me, again, I think the biggest question here is what the Ramban saw in the Rambam to read it otherwise, again, unless maybe I'm missing something dramatically. But I think it seems pretty clear in the Rambam that he's very much confining the dinim derabbanan that are subject to Zakein Mamre, and that it wouldn't apply to all of Losasar. But certainly, at the very least, that would be a way of answering for the Rambam from these questions of the Ramban pertaining to Losasar, pertaining to Zakein Mamre, confining it to very particular categories of derabbanan as opposed to all derabbanans under the rubric of Losasar, and once again, preserving Shitas Rambam as he understands the Iser of Losasar. Going forward, we'll Ezra Shem talk about particular mitzvos that the Rambam and the Ramban debate over the course of Shor Shabbos.